10:41 left in the second period. 1-1 the score. Michigan Tech will win the faceoff. Mark Ock over for Lesperance. He'll fire it. That one blocked. And Lesperance kicks it to the side of the net. A shot scores! Gets Gabbert gold again! A power play goal for the Huskies! 2-1 Michigan Tech.
Just amazing how Lesperance was able to kind of stick with that puck and then bat it kind of blindly between his legs, and somehow it bounced over to Gould on that far side.
Well, the thing I like about it is you know where players are on the ice. You sort of have a general idea of your formation and what you're trying to do there, but and Joel knows where Gavin is, and he's off the one side of the net, and you got Smitty on the far side. So you know you have guys in position, and what happened is everybody with their players all converged upon Joel in the slot there. And so anyway Joel could get it one side or the other, you know, we're going to have a guy probably open, have a good opportunity to score the goal. But I like the power play. I liked how they moved the puck. You know, we moved the puck pretty well on the power play for the most part. A couple times we tried to do a little bit too much with it or make a play that might not have been there. But they moved the puck well and really had the penalty killers off balance. But first power play of the game for us. Mm-hmm. Too many men on the ice. And I want to say thank you to the fans. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You made this happen because normally I'm pretty good on the bench when I see the other team has. I didn't see it, and I don't know any of us did.
I didn't.
And the fans started yelling, and sure enough, then you know the bench and they had six guys out there for like 20 seconds. Yeah. It wasn't one of those. Like the next one we'll talk about. But so the fans, you know, and that we've got great fans. They're educated. They know what's going on. They're paying attention to the game. They make the call. Big goal in the game. And, again, you know, tight game. And what I like about it, we go back-to-back here and really – take the game over.
That goal came at the 9:28 mark, a power play goal for Gavin Gould from Joe Lesperance, and the Huskies would not be done in this period. Neither would Gavin Gould.
Huskies eventually winning this faceoff. Back to the weak side point. Roy walks in. Shot tipped in front. Just scores!
He just kind of slides over there and almost doesn't get seen by the other team.
Well, and this was a little bit of a broken play. And that's the other thing about your power plays. And first, the penalty. So the first one, they had the six guys and easy call. The second one is just as easy, I think, a call. And I will say that I don't like this call. I don't like this call, but they call it all the time. So, and I'm sure, you know, Coach Hastings, and I have a lot of respect for Mike. He does a fantastic job, and you can just see it. I mean, you can see how hard their teams play, how well they play, how well coached they are, and I've got a lot of respect for him, and I'm sure he didn't like it. And I don't necessarily like the call, but that's they call that, so you understand that. And my players, I'm sure they don't want to hear me say it anymore. Like, get in the bench. Like, we get a little sloppy on our changes too, but this is what can happen. And that's why I'm on them about, if you're going to change, you skate as hard over the bench and you don't need to go in the door. Jump in, because if you're on the ice, so let's say you're coming off the ice, Dirk, and you're coming to the door and you don't get in, and I jump out for you on the ice, the puck's coming to me, and I receive it, they're going to call that every time. And that's what happened. Their guy wasn't at the bench. He was about, you know, 15 feet, 20 feet. The guy jumps on the ice. He receives the pass. They call that every time, whether I like it or don't like it. That's the way they call it. And that's, so if any of my guys are listening, that's why I'm always yelling on you to jump in the bench. And they look at me like I'm crazy. Jump in the bench. But anyway, maybe next year I'll bolt the door shut so you have to jump over and jump in. But anyway, what I like about it is we took advantage of those penalties. And as a coach, you know, it's tough to take those, but I like the way we took advantage of it. And I'll say it was a broken play on the power play, like Gavin Gould's usually on the other side.
Right.
But what happens is what you have to understand is okay, you have a system, but then, you know, maybe there's a shot and you have to go and track the puck down and you have to get support over there and everything. And we did that. And And what happened on that is, so Joel's over on the other side getting the puck, and Gavin just goes and finds open ice. And a good shot by Matt Roy. He's on the left side. He's usually on the right side, but because of what was going on there. And that's where you have to be able to freelance, and your good offensive players can do that. And I thought Gavin would score on the first one. It was a great shot by Matt Roy. Good deflection. Pulowski made a great save, and then obviously
he didn't have anybody to help him out.
No. Gavin got the deflection, rebound came back to him, and he put it in the open net, and that was a huge goal. And that was, you know, a couple goals within maybe a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Yeah,
which really, but we were playing well. We out attempted him 22-11 in the second period. I thought that might have been one of our best player periods of the weekend.
So we go to the third period. We're leading 3-1. You know, it's a long 20 minutes of play there, and they really took it to us as far as getting opportunities, I thought, and they had some great chances.
Well, they did, you know, and I can't say we sat back. I mean, we didn't want to sit back. We wanted to, you know, we told our team we wanted to continue to play our game and go after them, but we seemed to just get a little casual again with the puck, and we turned it over in front of them. And when you turn it over in front of them, they're a good transition team, and they can make plays. And I thought they made some excellent plays and had some real good looks in the third period. And that's where Angus stood tall for us in that third period on Saturday or Sunday night last night that ensured us the victory. And he did a good job, and I wish we played with a little bit more patience and poise than we did in that third period.
So we get that penalty called against Chris Leibinger, right, towards the end of the game, which was a tough time right there.
Well, both penalties. I mean, Mark Ock takes one, too, and and they got some good attempts on that one. But I think most of their shots came on the power play there. You know, when they had the 6-on-4, they had some good looks and whatnot, and also when Leibs took the penalty. But, again, I thought our penalty killers did a real nice job killing the Mark Ox penalty off, and then, you know, Chris takes that penalty. And we talked about that last night, how Chris has to – you have to understand the game situation where – you know, he took the penalty behind Minnesota State's net. You're 200 feet from our net with 3.5 minutes left. You have to learn that in that situation, you know, that you just let it go. You don't even have to finish your check there. And I think they gave him a holding, but he had his arm up high on him. He got tangled up. He's not looking to take a penalty. He did. But like I told you, I'd take Chris Leibinger any day of the week on our team. And he's a fierce competitor. And I think he just got a little over aggressive on that one. But fortunately for us, it didn't bite us. And, we hung on for the win.
And he got the empty netter.
Tipped over there by Watson. 1:56 left to go in the third. 16 seconds left to go on the penalty. And the Huskies battling inside of their own zone. Down two men on the ice. Extra attacker out there, plus this power play for the Mavericks. Here's Knutson. Knutson up top. Slides it over. Shot! Just went one wide. He's going to carry him all the way out to the blue line. Held in. The penalty is over. Here's Leibinger. Shoot!
Well, great timing there by Leibinger coming out of that box to pick up that puck and bury it, and that was the end of the game right there. The Huskies win it by a score of 4-1, and we'll go to the championship game on Saturday night, 7-7 against Bowling Green, who played a heck of a weekend at Bemidji State, winning on Friday night and on Saturday night. You look at the shots, Coach, last night, 22-21, just a tight game between Michigan Tech and Minnesota State.
Well, you know it's going to be a tight game, just with everything that was on the line. I mean, not only did you have the elimination game, you know, one team's going to go forward, one team's going to go out, you also had, because of the upset out in Bemidji with Bowling Green, you had the winner would host the WCHA championship game. So, and with a lot at stake in that game to play in the NCAA tournament. So the drama and the intensity and just, you know, everything, the reward at the end of it was so huge. And what you have to do, and what we told our team is, you know, it's the process. You still have to do A, B, C, D, and then, you know, here's what you get at the end. You know, you just can't all of a sudden focus on, you know, hosting that game. You have to focus on playing the game, and you have to go and make sure you do the things you need to do to give yourself a chance to win. I think that's the hardest part. You can get a little bit ahead of yourself. You have to make sure you stay in the moment, stay in the process, and do the things you need to do to have success in the game, whether it's face-offs, blocking shots, taking advantage of your opportunities, staying disciplined, all the things you need to do every night to have success. But, you know, big win, big empty net goal. I think I finally could – could relax when Chris scored that goal, you know, to make it 4-1. Well, up until that point, you couldn't. And we got a break.
What did you think? I was going to ask you about the goal that was disallowed. What did you think?
Yeah, you know, it's a good call. And here's what's happening. And I saw the overhead, so I have the luxury of seeing that. But their player is in the crease. And what happens on that call is your goaltender doesn't have a chance.